Welcome back to the Health with Hashimoto's podcast. Every single episode, I strive to give you simple and sustainable things that you can do so that you have better health. Health, whether or not you have Hashimoto's, and obviously since you're listening to this, you probably have Hashimoto's or somebody that you love has Hashimoto's. Today, I want to talk about the absolute foundations of health because we all need that. And I touched on it in the last episode about what we have learned from COVID, and I realized it's probably time to go through an episode about what are those foundations. And so that's what we're going to cover. And again, like always, I will give you simple and sustainable things that you can do, because if it's not simple, you're probably not going to do it and you're not going to sustain it. And then if it's not sustainable, then it doesn't really matter that you tried, right? So welcome to the podcast. I am Esther. I am a registered nurse. I'm a holistic health educator. I absolutely love what I do. I love helping people figure out how they can take control of their health. I was doing this when I was working up in Alaska in a teeny tiny medical center where the nurses did everything from dispatch ambulances to take x-rays to run the clinic and the emergency department and the outpatient place all with one person, or maybe two. During clinic hours, we had two nurses. Otherwise, you know, it was just one person doing all of those roles. It was phenomenally wild. And then when I was working in the emergency department all throughout the United States, again, I loved helping people take control of their health. Of course, in the emergency department, we're there to save lives. And I loved that part too, like helping somebody not die. That was so incredible. What a gift to be able to give to somebody, like literally saving their life, standing by their bed, pushing medications, keeping them alive from one second to the next. It's wild. And then now I also get to continue doing that and helping people kind of save their life, not in an emergent situation. I'm not telling you how to stay alive in the next 30 seconds. I'm not giving you medications. What I'm telling you are simple and sustainable things that you can do to cause a ripple effect and improve your health overall, and hopefully improve your lifespan, but also your health span. One researcher, scientist that I heard, he said something along the lines of people are living too short and dying too long. And how powerful is that, right? We want to live healthy our whole lives. We don't want to have a very long end of life. So that's what I hope that you can implement from this episode. So following the logo, which is like a Venn diagram flower with five petals, it is my logo. I love it because I'm a nerd and I love Venn diagrams. And I thought when I was creating this company and this business, I thought, what a perfect encapsulation of the whole you. Your health is made up of five areas. So I made a little flower out of a Venn diagram. It doesn't quite look like that anymore. Now it's got a little butterfly in it. But anyway, those five petals are body, mind, spirit, diet, and environment. I'm going to give you one simple thing for each of those five areas, and you can choose right now, are you going to implement one thing or multiple things? Now, overall, I want you to keep it simple and sustainable. So if right now all you have like bandwidth for is one thing, then just implement one thing. If you feel like two or three of the things that I talk about are simple for you to do, and maybe you're already doing them, maybe they just need a little touch up or something, then maybe implement two or three. But whatever you do, choose your next steps based on what is going to be both simple and sustainable for you. Now, let's talk about the foundations of health. The foundations of health are not fun. They're not sexy. They're not like marketable, because they're just foundational. They are things that you do day in and day out. It's not a magic potion. It's not, you know, supplement. It's not something that people can sell you. It's the things that you do. And they're basic things like sleeping. Are you sleeping well? Are you drinking enough water? Are you moving? These foundations are things that we just have to do. And when you're doing them, you are creating a foundation, just like I said, for better health. Everything builds on these. And if your foundation is not secure, then everything that you build on it is not going to be secure. I don't know if you grew up attending Sunday school and if you ever sang the song about the parable that Jesus told about the wise wise man built his house on the rock, and then the foolish man built his house on the sand, and then the rain came down on both of them, and the house on the rock stood firm, the house on the sand went splat. Well, that's kind of like your health too. You want to build your health on firm foundations, on solid foundations. So let's talk about those five. First of all, we're going to start with the body, and how can you build a foundation of health in that element of your body? The biggest one is to make sure you're moving. There is now push to call being sedentary, like smoking was back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. We knew, at least when I was growing up, we knew that smoking was bad. The messaging had gotten so that everybody knew that. Now it was just working on getting people to stop smoking. And we made huge strides, and now people are vaping and going backwards. But being sedentary is like that. It is just as damaging to your health, if not more, to be sedentary as it was to be a smoker. So get up and move. For you, I don't know how you want to incorporate that. If you have a sedentary job, or if you just find that you're sedentary a lot, how can you incorporate more movement? Now, I'm not saying like go and work out 50 times a day, but what I am saying is maybe set an alarm. You can do those Pomodoro timers that have an alarm about every 25 minutes and helps you get up and move for just 5 minutes, and you get back to work. And actually, you are more productive. Most people are more productive when they do that because it gives their brain a break, it gets their blood flowing, and then things are working again. So something like that. Maybe you're going to get up and move. Maybe you're going to schedule in a walk during your lunch, or maybe you make it part of your routine that you go outside and exercise or take a walk after lunch, or after supper. Or maybe, you work out in the morning and then you're going to take multiple short little walks around your house or up and down a flight of stairs or something just to get moving. So number one, body, let's move. Let's be less sedentary. Movement, gentle movement, is a foundation of health. So the second category of the whole you is your mind. If you have been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you probably know what I am going to talk about for your mind, and that is stress. Stress is so impactful for your health. And when you have a lot of stress, you have less health because stress impacts your immune system. It impacts your sleep, which then impacts your immune system. It impacts your blood sugar, which then impacts your immune system. And also blood sugar seems to impact cancer. There's so many things that are impacted by stress. So we want to mitigate stress. So lowering it as much as we can, getting rid of what we can, reframing things so that they're not as stressful. One of my boys, I was getting after him today because it seems like every single thing that happens, he spells a word wrong and immediately he gets so stressed out and angry about it. And he's developing more of a victim mentality. I was like, this is not okay. We need to figure out how to go forward from here because we're not setting you up for success. So figure out stress. And I have a lot of episodes about stress. You can just search for stress or head back to the beginning. And I think it's episode 7 and 8. I talk about stress. And then it's probably like every 10 episodes I talk about stress. All right. And then the third aspect of the whole you that we're trying to help build foundations of health is your spirit. Body, mind, spirit. You are one. All of those things they're all related to each other. And when you have more or better spiritual health, you're going to have better physical health. You're going to have better mental health. They all go together. Now, if you are a religious person, like I am, I have a personal relationship with Jesus, and I hope you do too. If not, please let me know if you are interested in learning more, and I can tell you more. But if you're a religious person, then you know that prayer, talking to Jesus and listening, it is a huge thing in your life. And research shows that people who pray are healthier physically and mentally and spiritually. And then if you're not a religious person, then you can look at the spiritual health as the dividing between love, and fear. And when you are living in fear, that is spiritual dishealth or ill health or whatever you want to call it. You are designed to live in love. Every single cell in your body does better when you are living in love. And I don't mean like you're feeling in love with somebody. I mean that love and fear are opposites. And when you are working in that love section, everything works better. In fact, your cells are more open and can receive nutrients better just when you are living in love instead of fear. So that is spiritual health. And what is something super simple that you can do? How about a hug? I am not a hugger. And I say that maybe a hug as like maybe something that I should do. In fact, when I was having Hashimoto's flare up a while ago, I told my husband, I said, I will not seek out a hug. So I need you to help me because one thing that I would like to do for my health is I would like to have a 60-second hug every day, but I will forget. And even when I remember, I won't prioritize it. So will you help me with that? And he was very agreeable because he wants to help me with my health. And that's one way. It's like 60 seconds, literally 60 seconds and connection. And so, of course, he was going to help me out in my health in that way. So is there somebody that you can hug? Or maybe if the hug is not the right thing for you, maybe you spend some more time in prayer. Either way, figure out a simple and sustainable thing that you can do to improve your spiritual health because it does improve your physical and your mental health. And then also it impacts your diet and your environment. When you make a change in any one of these areas, it really does impact the other four. It is just kind of blows your mind when you dig down deep and look at how everything is connected. So we talked about body, mind, and spirit. Let's talk about diet. But before we do, let me remind you, if you have not left a rating and review for the show, will you take a couple seconds and do that today? It means so much to me as somebody producing this podcast because other people find the podcast based on how much Apple and Spotify and whoever they think that this podcast is worthy of being shown to others. Now, of course, you could also find the podcast by searching for it and by word of mouth. Those are fantastic ways that people find it. But one simple thing that you can do is help the show get pushed up in the algorithms by leaving a rating and review. I would appreciate it so much if you do that. And just scroll down in the podcast and you should be able to do that. All right. So talking about diet, there are so many things that you can do and there are so many complicated things that you can do. So let's talk about something that is super simple. And that is maybe looking at how many colors you eat. Can you add more colors each day to what you eat? And I do not mean Skittles and M&Ms. I am a big fan, or used to be a big fan of candy. I don't really eat very much anymore, but that was always my go-to. If somebody said, eat more colors, I'd be like, okay, I can have some Skittles. No, they do not count. They are artificially colored. And even if they're naturally colored, they are not the colors that I'm talking about. I am talking about let's get away from beige and white foods. When you have a plate and it is all browns, beiges, and whites, that is not the most healthy plate. How can you incorporate more colors? How can you add more greens, more purples, more reds, more yellows? How can you increase your health by adding colors to your plate? Within the Holistic Hashimoto's course, one of the modules actually has a section about a colorful plate challenge. And I tell you in that PDF or in that module, like what the different colors are going to do for your health, what foods contain them, how to incorporate them. And then there's a fun little challenge of how can you increase the colors that you eat. That is within the Holistic Hashimoto's course. That is the paid course. And as of right now, it is still on sale. I told you at the beginning of 2024 that I was offering a discount until 20 people enrolled, and I have not had 20 people enroll yet. So if you hop over there right now, you will get that huge sale. I anticipate based on how numbers are going, as far as how many people are enrolling, I anticipate that it will be available through April, but I cannot guarantee that because of course it's based on how many people enroll. So head over there. The link will be down in the show notes, of course, and take advantage of that. The Holistic Hashimoto's course is going to take you by the hand and help you figure out exactly what to do for your root causes. It starts out with the free mini course that's available on the app, and that is Hashimoto's Decoded. So that goes through, like, why do you have Hashimoto's? Why do people get Hashimoto's? And why do you have Hashimoto's? And then what can you do about it? And then you can either just take that mini course and go implement, or you can say, okay, I really want to be led by the hand and I want to know exactly what to do. And then you enroll in the Holistic Hashimoto's course and I take you through exactly what to do. And it is a fantastic course that you can implement so that you can improve your health with Hashimoto's. And like I said, one of the things we do in when we're talking about the diet is we talk about colorful foods because it's something fairly simple. You can glance down at your plate and say, oh, I don't really have any colors, or, oh, I have only had, you know, one orange today, or I have only had corn, which is pretty much straight sugar. And so it's yellow. It's kind of, you know, not super colorful when you're looking at your plate. It's going to blend into the browns and the whites and the beiges. So how can you add some color? That is a simple thing that you can do for your diet. And the more colorful foods that you add to your plate, you know, if you eat a big salad, you're not going to have as much room in your stomach for other things. Sometimes you create better habits by filling in and adding more things, and then those will naturally push out some of the less healthier things. And also, maybe if you're working so hard to eat healthy, you're like, I really don't want to have a huge dessert because I just ate really healthy, and why would I want to? Or maybe you're like, I just ate really healthy, so I deserve a dessert. I don't know how it is in your brain, but either way, you can work on having more colors in your diet. That is one simple thing, and it's sustainable. All right, so that leads us to environment. We've gone through body, mind, spirit, diet, now environment. What is one simple thing you can do? Well, a simple thing that you can do, it creates a healthy environment for every single cell in your body, and it is from the environment. It's water. What's your water like? Now, most people have chemicals in their water, whether their water is fluoride from, or has fluoride from the city, if they're on city water, or chlorine or something. Water is one area where we can do better. Most of us can do better. Maybe you just need to increase how much water you're drinking, and maybe you're drinking tap water and that's all you can do right now. At least you're getting more water. And maybe for you, you're like, I am already drinking water and I can clean it up. You know what? I need to change the filter on my water filter. So maybe you're going to go do that as soon as you listen to this podcast, or maybe right now you're like, oh, I am just multitasking in the kitchen. I am going to take out that water pitcher or the filter on our fridge and change that right now as I listen. Maybe that's it for you. You're going to change the filter so that you have cleaner, fresher water that is healthier for you. Or maybe you have some sort of water filter in your cart on Amazon, or you have looked online and you're looking at reverse osmosis or a distilled water system or something like that. If you're doing either of those, they give you phenomenal water, like it cleans it out, but then you do need to add the minerals back in. So make sure that you are looking at how to get your minerals, because if you strip the water of all of the minerals, then it can actually just go right through you instead of into you. Water follows minerals into your cells. So you have to have enough minerals, and naturally, there are minerals when in our water. So make sure that you are drinking clean water and getting enough minerals, but just make sure you're getting enough water. That is one simple thing you can do, and it is absolutely sustainable. And if you forget one day, like if you don't hit your goal, it's an easy one to put back tomorrow because it makes such a difference. Did you know that when you're even a tiny bit dehydrated, like you don't even feel dehydrated yet, it causes more brain fog and it causes like mood problems? Did you know that? Water makes such a difference for everything, mind, body, spirit, everything. So those are five simple things that you can do today to improve your health and to build better foundations for a healthier tomorrow, a healthier future. And again, body, it was to move. Mind, I said lower stress, but I never told you the simple thing. It was laugh. When you switch into laughter, it automatically lowers your stress. So find something to laugh at today. Share a funny GIF, a funny meme, something, a joke. just get into laughter with somebody ideally. So that was the second one, mind. Three was spirit, find somebody to hug. Four, diet, add some more colors. Five, environment, work on more or enough clean water. Thank you so much for listening and being part of this community, the podcast. I really appreciate you for downloading this episode and for listening. And again, thank you in advance for leaving a rating and review. It really does mean a lot. I'll see you next week on the Health with Hashimoto's podcast. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. Please be sure to discuss any concerns and plans with your trusted healthcare professional.